not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my bottle. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. I'm gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into this absolutely terrific Thursday. Sunny, blue skies, no wind, in the 40s today. Going to finish drying out the driveway. Looking forward to a great show with you today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Text me if you're listening on 97.7 FM. If you've never texted me before, greatly appreciate it. Text me, 231-360-5140. Just give me your first name in the city that you're listening to 97.7 FM. Greatly, greatly appreciate it. I want to do a shout-out this morning right out of the gate to my son-in-law, Mike. He is celebrating a birthday today, same birthday as Elvis Presley. So, hey, Mike, happy birthday, buddy. Hope you have a great day. One of the things that we're going to be talking about today is Donald Trump, his foreign policy. They are taking the Monroe Doctrine to absolutely hyperbolic, absolutely just taking over the Western Hemisphere. And actually, not even trying to hide it anymore. Taking oil from Venezuela, selling it in the open market, giving the money to Venezuela, they in turn have agreed to purchase agricultural items from our farmers, medical equipment, all kinds of technology to basically make the lives better, the people of Venezuela. The left claiming that Donald Trump has taken over Venezuela, occupying Venezuela. We have troops on the ground. Not true, not true, not true. There are some advisors there, probably some CIA intelligence folks. Marco Rubio, Secretary of State, working every single day with the regime, leftovers of Maduro, and trying to figure out how they're going to do elections in the near future. But in the meantime, they're going to get the oil flowing again out of Venezuela, and we're going to be partners with them. The oil, very dense, thick, actually a dirty oil, but high quality, can be refined in the Gulf of Mexico. Very simple. Our refineries can do it. They don't even have refineries. Now, in addition to all that going on, the United States military seized two Russian tankers. international waters, one of them even being flanked by a Russian submarine, Donald Trump doesn't care. What kind of signal is he sending to Putin? I'm taking your Russian tankers. We're seizing it. We're seizing the oil. We're seizing the tankers. Might put your crew on a plane and fly them back to you there. Where would you like them delivered? This is a new day in foreign policy. We're going to get into that conversation. We got some stuff coming out of Lansing for this week. We're excited. Today's show and tomorrow is Friday. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. Tucker Carlson did a monologue on his Tucker Carlson Twitter X account. Hour and 42 minutes long. And he said that the United States, under Donald Trump, has flat out become a emperor who's taking over foreign countries. What he just did in Venezuela, well, at least he said Donald Trump told the truth. He's not even trying to hide it anymore. We are expanding our territory. We are expanding our influence in the Western Hemisphere and the world stage. Tucker Carlson, however, got it wrong when he then tried to compare what Trump was doing in Venezuela, his discussions with Denmark regarding Greenland, comparing Trump to Vladimir Putin's war advanced takeover of Ukraine. At that point, I stopped listening because he's flat out wrong. Putin invaded Ukraine. Many on the Russian side say that it was Russian land that he was taking back from Ukraine. No. Ukraine is a sovereign nation. They have a president. They had a border. The Russian army, under Putin's guidance, direction, ordered them to cross that border and to invade Ukraine. It's not what Donald Trump's doing, Tucker. Not doing it in any way, shape, or form. Nor are we occupying Venezuela. A couple of military people were on Fox News yesterday, asked them exactly that question. No, we do not have a standing army in Venezuela right now. We have some advisors. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is having conversations with them on a daily basis. They're negotiating trade deals. They're doing all kinds of things with Venezuela. But we did not invade them. You're full of crap, Tucker. You don't know what the heck you're talking about. Seriously, you're going to compare Donald Trump to Vladimir Putin's invasion and war against Ukraine. You're an idiot. And the thing of it is that you have to understand, Trump is offering Venezuela, the country, the opportunity to join the world in trade, commerce. You guys got the world's largest supply of oil, more than Saudi Arabia, all of the OPEC nations combined. And it's right here in our Western Hemisphere. Meanwhile, China was trying to move into Venezuela. Russia was trying to move into Venezuela. Iran was cozying up to Venezuela so they could absolutely be part of the axis of evil. Iran, Russia, and China. That's the new axis of evil, folks. And Donald Trump said, you know what? Not in our hemisphere. You guys can have the Eastern Hemisphere. We are taking the Western Hemisphere. We are going to have complete good relationships with South America, Latin America, Canada, and guess what? Before this president is done, we are going to have control of Greenland. It'll be a deal. We won't take it over by force, even though we have a military base there. We will annex Greenland as part of the United States. It will be a territory. Mark my words. Why? Because it's strategic to the defense of Canada and our country. China, Russia have ships over there around Greenland. Sorry, not going to happen. We will build a port there for our military Navy ships, the new Trump battleships that he's building. And there is a new sheriff in town. And you can literally split the world in half, the Western Hemisphere and the Eastern Hemisphere. You guys can stay in your backyard will stay in ours. But you trying to come in and influence Venezuela, Colombia, Honduras, all of these countries that you think you can get your drugs distributed out of those countries into America, those days are over. Your oil tankers are not even going to be allowed in this hemisphere. You got Russian oil. You got Russian natural gas. Deal with it. China, communist China, you want to cozy up to communist Russia? You go right ahead. President Xi, Vladimir Putin, you guys can be bros. You can have the biggest bromance on planet Earth. Go for it. But as far as Donald Trump is concerned, in this administration, in the next 3 years and 12 days of his last term, there's a new sheriff in town. And he's not even trying to hide it. Tucker Carlson was absolutely amazed on how brutally honest Trump was about what he did in Venezuela. Except he failed to understand the facts. We did not invade Venezuela. We do not have a standing army. We did not take over the country. We did not do what Vladimir Putin's doing in the Ukraine. But we definitely weakened his hand. And Donald Trump almost is challenging Vladimir Putin. He sees the Russian tankers, folks, in international waters off the coast of Venezuela. Russian tankers with Russian flags on them. They weren't a stateless vessel, like that story I read about yesterday, flying or basically navigating without a flag. Nope, they're not a stateless vessel. They were clearly defined as being Russian. And our military sees them. You want to see that as an act of war, Vladimir Putin? Go for it. Donald Trump's not afraid of anybody. Donald Trump absolutely believes that our military, our fighting force, under this Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, the morale, the number of recruits that have been signing up to join our military forces, the building of new ships. Brett Baer did a news story on it last night. One of them's getting ready to launch. They've got many others under construction. These new Trump battleships, guess what? They are not putting runways on them. They will not be carrying aircraft. The entire hull, the entire capacity of these new ships, missiles. These bad boys can be floated around the world, and we can put missiles in their backyard. This is a whole new day in America. And the left is just going nuts over ICE in Minneapolis. You guys don't understand something. Tim Walz, the idiot governor of Minnesota, that fry idiot, the mayor of Minneapolis, you guys don't understand that you worked your people up into a frenzy to be against ICE and what Donald Trump is doing in removing people, bad guys, out of Minnesota. You work them up into a hyperbolic state where they're going to start throwing ICE balls at ICE officers, breaking windows out of their vehicles. This lesbian 37-year-old mother living with a woman took it upon herself to use her vehicle to harass ICE all morning long. Throughout the day, every single place they went, she followed them and tried to hinder their vehicles from traveling on public roads. Finally, she's going to be so bold, she's going to actually block the road where these trucks are trying to get through to. They approach the vehicle, telling her to get out of the vehicle so they can remove her as a potential threat. She chose to use her vehicle as a weapon, driving toward an ICE agent who's trained to pull out his gun and put a bullet through her head, which is what he did. And they are going to go ballistically nuts. This is absolutely amazing. The wife, this comes from Red State, the morning brief, and this is amazing that they actually labeled it this way. Wife of slain Minneapolis domestic terrorist allegedly caught on tape filming the incident and sobbing afterward. Her wife was there. Her wife was filming the incident. Unbelievable. Well, I told Vicky months ago, instead of getting bricks thrown at them and ice balls thrown at them and harassed and physically confronted, ICE needed to get hardball with these guys to shut them down. Yes, pull out a stick and start whacking. Well, it got even more than that yesterday. Throughout the day, story dominating headlines across America, and Wednesday night, an anti-ICE activist refused to heed law enforcement's personnel's orders to exit her vehicle, which was blocking the road in an attempt to impede a federal operation. Instead, she floored the accelerator, striking an officer. He fired back, killing her. This is coming from Red State. The opposing views of what went down are very different. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem called the deceased driver, now identified as 37-year-old mother Renee Nicole Good, a domestic terrorist, and said ICE agents were entirely justified in their actions. While the other side took it another way, in a different direction. We'll cover that here after the news. We'll continue on the other side. Hour number two of, or a half hour, I should say, second half hour of hour number one. Man, I'm trying to move the show along today. Short break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders.